Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oklahoma City Thunder tweeted this out last night, Rich. It's a quote from General Manager Sam Presti.
Yeah.
After the deal was made official last night that Russell Westbrook will be a Rocket and Chris Paul and a bunch of draft picks are going to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Nothing added to the deal. And I think I saw some people who would know, a little bit surprised about that on social media, that there were no other little wrinkles thrown into the deal that might have gotten negotiated at the last minute. Just maybe role players or other little, you know, other little widgets in the deal. But the main thing is Chris Paul out, Russell Westbrook here. Draft picks go out, but you don't have to worry about that for another 5 to 7 years if you're the Rockets. General Manager Sam Presti quoted on the Oklahoma City Thunder Twitter account, "Russell Westbrook is the most important player in the brief history of the Oklahoma City Thunder. He has left an indelible mark on this team, this city, and this state." I think it's a really interesting phrase, most important player. To me, Rich, it's even more nebulous and gray area than most valuable player, most important
There's no doubt about
player.
It, or even greatest player
right.
in the history of the franchise.
Do you agree with him?
I don't see how you can contest that in any way. In the time they've been in Oklahoma City, Russell staying is the best thing that ever happened to that franchise. There's no doubt. I mean, they had three future MVPs playing together. Two of them left. One stayed. And even though they don't win playoff series very often, Russell Westbrook was the face of that franchise for a decade plus. So, yeah, I think he is the most important player in the history of that franchise. And that differentiation between important and greatest is what makes this an interesting conversation as it relates to Houston's pro sports teams.
Yeah, well, and I think even with the Thunder, too, because I think, in my opinion, Durant is the greatest player to play for the Thunder.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, and Westbrook is the most important, which, as a sidebar, I would love to be a fly on the wall watching Kevin Durant read the tweet from Sam Presti about Russell Westbrook being the most important, because even though we all think it's true, Durant, as thin-skinned as he is, probably bristles at it a little bit. I'm even surprised he hasn't tweeted about it yet, if you want to know the truth.
He had a problem with it. He should have stayed.
Yeah, right. Well, and that brings me to what I think, if we're climbing inside the head of Presti for a second, because you and I are about to look at the Houston teams here.
Yeah.
And I want to kind of establish what the definition of important is for this exercise, because Deshaun Watson's the most important Houston Texan right now, and he may be the most important player in the history of the franchise in terms of the success for wins and losses on the field. But he's not the most important player in the history of the franchise, because part of what's woven into this Presti definition, I think, is some degree of tenure with the team.
Yeah.
Having been there through some ups and downs with the teams. So I think Presti's definition, Rich, captures a degree, certainly with Westbrook, a degree of loyalty to a small market. I think it captures the length of the tenure with the team.
Sure.
His level of play. He was a great player, 8-time All-Star, 2017 MVP, ties to the community. You know, Russ was really embedded in the community there. Overall personality, I would say. And then obviously the adulation from the fan base.
Yeah, I don't think you can argue with it. I really don't.
Yeah, so I think that's sort of the elements of the definition you and I are working with going through this exercise here. And I think you're going to have a great perspective on this because you've been covering these teams much longer than I have. So the Rockets are a pretty easy one to figure out who the most important player is in the history of that franchise.
I wish there was a better debate to be had about this. But there's just not.
There's not. It's Hakeem Olajuwon, and that's it.
It's Dream.
I should have said not. You know what? You're right. It's Chucky Brown, and that's it. Yeah.
I mean, in the early days, guys like Murph and Rudy were obviously important to the establishment of an NBA franchise in this city. So they are on the list, but I don't see how you could come up with anyone more important than Dream. You know, hopefully 10 years from now, James Harden's making a case.
Yeah, absolutely, because I think the titles are embedded into the importance of Hakeem Olajuwon. And
yeah, I mean,
that's the only way James Harden gets into that conversation,
yeah,
by the way, is to win
he's
a championship.
Both, right? He's undoubtedly the greatest player in franchise history and also the most important player in Rocket history.
He is. You know, and I think you can make an argument for him, Rich, that if we took this to the whole city, like the history of Houston, that Hakeem Olajuwon, especially when you factor in Faiz Salama-Jama, he's the most important athlete in the history of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I think, which would be a fun debate to have.
It would.
Separate
of
this.
But he'd be on top of my list.
Yep. Texans history. You've covered this team every year since 2002. I wasn't here for the first few years. This one as easy as some might think it is because of the moment that we're living in right now?
Probably, but you can't ignore the fact that Andre Johnson was their first all-time great.
And obviously we're alluding to J.J. Watt with the obvious one, but make a case for Andre Johnson for a second, Rich.
Like I said, it depends on your parameters for most important player.
The Russell Westbrook parameters.
Yeah, well, I'd still take J.J.
Okay.
But again, I got a lot of respect for what Andre Johnson has meant to this franchise and this city in helping establish some legitimacy for this franchise over the majority of the first 10 years of the franchise. But J.J. Watt was the second all-time great in the history of this franchise, and he's taken that all-time great status to completely different levels. And I don't think you can ignore the $41 million, the whole Hurricane Harvey thing also, because that's also part of being an important member of this community, not just a player for the Texans.
It would be a more intriguing debate if we were to do this, say, after the 2014 or 2015 season, right?
Yeah.
When J.J.'s only been here for 4 or 5 years, but they were maybe the best 4 or 5 year stretch of any athlete we've ever seen in this city, and Andre's career had wrapped up as a Texan at that point. He was done after 2014. So Andre's career was a closed book at that point. J.J. was still, relatively speaking, young to entering his prime at that point. And you're right. As charitable as J.J. has been, the Harvey thing was a gigantic, gargantuan thing that hadn't occurred yet. It would be a more interesting debate back in 2014, 2015 that I think Andre might have won that debate back then.
I think so, yeah. And since you mentioned gargantuan, and that was just an insane amount of money he raised to help people affected by the hurricane, it's worth mentioning that even though that's the gargantuan one on the list, it's a pretty sizable list of things that J.J. Watt has done since coming to Houston in 2011 on the community side. He's been involved in a lot of charitable work. He's got the softball game, which has raised millions of dollars. He does a lot. And even the little stuff like accepting an invite on Twitter to some six-year-old's birthday party or just
visiting kids in the hospital,
visiting kids in the hospital. He is everything you want in terms of community involvement from your professional athletes.
And was the first 5 years of his career. That's why I point out, the Harvey thing happened afterwards, but I don't want to imply that J.J. Watt began his charitable works in this community by starting a Your Caring or GoFundMe account to raise money for Harvey victims. All right, so we both say J.J. Watt on the Texans.
Yeah, Dream and J.J. are, even though Dream's more of a layup, but J.J. is pretty much a layup also.
So let's do a quick side one here. Usually when we do stuff like this, Rich, it's Rockets, Texans, Astros, because those are the three teams that currently exist. But you covered the Oilers for a number of years, and obviously the Oilers are still a big part of this community for a lot of this community. Who would you say the most important player, expand it to maybe most important person in Oilers history was, because I think there's one name that you and I forgot yesterday when we were having this conversation.
I'm having a hard time separating Earl Campbell from Bum Phillips.
Okay.
Because I don't think that there's any question that it's one of those two. I mean, I really don't think there's any question whatsoever. The fact that they're both Texas natives, born and bred, Earl won a Heisman at the University of Texas and came into the league and was an immediate MVP. Bum coached high school at Nederland, and I want to say was on Bear Bryant's staff at A&M, perhaps.
Is he a Junction boy?
No, I don't think he played there. But it's almost impossible for me to choose one over the other. They just feel so locked at the hip.
Yeah, not was he a Junction boy? Because I remember I watched the movie that they made on ESPN.
Might he have been on the staff?
On the staff, yeah. I mean, I asked, was he a Junction boy? But yeah, that's what I meant. Was he part of that staff that was in that movie? Because I feel like there may have been a Bum Phillips character in that thing. But I guess
I'll take Bum Phillips.
You'll take Bum Phillips. If it's most important player, because that was a question, and what you're saying is obviously it's Earl Campbell, but you're saying Bum might have even been more important by this definition than Earl was.
Because of how much Bum meant to the community. Not that Earl did not do community-minded things, but in terms of relating to the city of Houston and the state of Texas, Earl was kind of a quiet guy, kind of a reserve guy. Bum was a very engaging guy who lent so much positivity to the Oilers brand.
The last one is an interesting one, and I saved it for last because this is the one that I think is more wide open for debate. Who is the most important player in Astros history?
It's funny. No, it's not Brad Peacock. He's helped a lot. And thanks for the input. but it's not Brad Peacock. It's interesting. It's Lance has also been good for them.
He's
but
a nice
no,
guy.
It's
yeah,
not Lance either. It's interesting you say it's not a layup because yes, there's a handful of names you could put on this list. For me,
yeah,
if it's most important player, it is a layup, and his name is Justin Verlander.
Okay.
Because his arrival delivered the first championship in the history of this franchise, and that's the most important thing above all else is winning championships. And I'm not minimizing the community side, the charitable side. There's a lot of things that are important, but I think if you're a pro sports organization, nothing takes what's the best
precedence?
Way to put it? Nothing takes precedent over winning championships. And Verlander was a cause and effect thing. He came here. They won their first title. For me, it's a layup. It's Verlander.
Okay, by the Rich Lord definition of important.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Because he by definition, doesn't fit the Russell Westbrook definition of important.
True.
That we're using in this argument because he got here 2 years ago as a hired gun.
Yeah.
Maybe if he stays here for another 6 years, he becomes that. But I put him on, as you see Rich on the rundown.
He's on the list.
I have him on my short list because the argument that you made is, I think, a relevant and good argument if that's your definition. To me, the list comes down to about a half dozen guys. I think you could say Larry Durker if you add in the managerial part of it. Nolan Ryan, certainly, because of just how beloved he is here and how great he was. Bagwell and Biggio are almost inseparable as an entity, the Killer Bees. To me, the one that most mirrors the Russell Westbrook definition of important, it's not Dallas Keuchel, although he was very good for
very
this
good,
team.
Yes.
It's Jose Altuve. I think Jose Altuve, you can make a case, is the most important Astro in the history of the franchise because he was the MVP the year they won the World Series. He's been a great player for them. He's still in his late 20s. He's on his way to a Hall of Fame career. And I think most importantly, Rich, like Russell Westbrook in Oklahoma City, he was here for the downtimes. You know, Russell Westbrook, there was a reason they were picking third in the draft when they drafted James Harden. They weren't very good when they first got to Oklahoma City.
Sure.
Even though they had Durant and Westbrook on the team, there was still a lot of climbing to do for that team.
No doubt.
So Altuve, I think the fact that Altuve was here at the absolute nadir of this franchise and was the key player, and I think still is the face of the franchise. He's not their best player anymore. I don't even think he's their most valuable player anymore. But he's still, to me, the face of this Astros franchise because it does go back to 2011 with him, unlike the other guys on this team. So I would say Altuve.
So you would take Altuve.
I would take Altuve as the most important Astro of all time.
If I wasn't, like I said, from my definition of most important, it's Verlander. And if Verlander wasn't the guy, I'd have a tough time between Biggio, Ryan, and Altuve.
Okay.
That would be, and I don't think you've left anyone off your short list that deserves consideration.
He was important.
He did win game 7
pocket.
Of the World Series.
He's on the never has to buy a drink again list, but not on the most important list. If we're missing anybody, the half dozen guys, as Rich just mentioned, that I have from the Astros, and we're talking about the most important players on each of our teams here in history.
Right.
Durker, Ryan, Bagwell, Biggio, Altuve, Verlander. If I'm missing anybody, text in 713-572-46.
How could we forget Mark Portugal?
Because BMAC doesn't have a sound drop of the president saying, Mark Portugal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.